Okay, welcome back everyone to our Experience Shabbat Shir. This time it's good to be giving the Shir back from our home. It's really good to be back here. And the topic for today, I have to apologize, there was a bit of false advertising when I advertised what the topic was going to be. I had sent out that the topic was going to be about the extra soul, the Neshama Yesira. And while this topic is going to be very related to that, I realized somewhat a little bit later on that the I can't give the topic of the Neshama Yesira right now because there's a much more pertinent topic, as this is going to be the final Experience Shabbat Shir before the 3 weeks, right? The 3 weeks are starting next Thursday, and so as such, since next Thursday is Shavuot Asar B'Tammuz, and we're going to be finishing our fast right about now, next week we're not going to have a Shir because I don't expect anyone to join. At that point, I hope you'll be enjoying a good meal, or around this time, you'll be enjoying a good meal, maybe a half an hour from now next week. So we're not going to have a Shir next week, but since this is the last Thursday before the 3 weeks starts, again, in 2 weeks from now, we'll be back to our regular scheduled programming, but since this is the last Thursday before the 3 weeks starts, I wanted to give a shir that specifically is related to Shabbat and Geula, Shabbat and redemption, trying to understand what the connection between this one day a week experience is and how it's related to the notion of being redeemed, to have the ultimate redemption of returning back to the Holy Land. So, the notion of... I'm just going to mute you guys. How many say something? It's okay. You? How come it's not muted? Okay, it seems to be good now. So the notion of the connection between Shabbos and the redemption is actually one that is probably one of the most well-known ideas about Shabbos that most people cannot explain at all if they were forced to explain it. And the reason why I say it's one of the most well-known ideas regarding Shabbos, that Shabbos is connected to being redeemed or the concept of redemption in general, is because, there are two examples that I can think of just off the top of my head. One of them is the notion of the Shabbos Project, many, or the Shabbat Project, depends where you live, that they call it different things. But this notion, this idea that there's towards the like the first Shabbos or the second Shabbos after the high holidays, there was this Shabbos that around the world all Jews were supposed to keep, and even non-affiliated Jews were supposed to keep. And the goal of this was that every Jew would be able to keep Shabbos for a single Shabbos. And if we could all keep Shabbos together, then we would experience the redemption. Now, obviously, it didn't work out entirely well, and we've done it several years, and the redemption still has not come. And that's because there still are some Jews out there who are not keeping Shabbos. But the whole idea of the Shabbos Project, which I'd bet to say that most people are somewhat familiar, or with at least with the concept of what the Shabbos Project is, that it's based on this idea that Shabbos and is connected to the redemption. The second well-known or semi-well-known idea and connection between Shabbos and the redemption is that there was a song that was made famous by Mordechai Ben David, one of the well-known Jewish singers in the world, where he had a song called "Just One Shabbos and We'll All Be Free." And the concept of this song is basically the same idea that on Shabbos, if you keep Shabbos properly, then we will be redeemed. We will experience the redemption. So obviously, this topic is predicated on the fact and on the reality of that we will have a redemption. What that redemption looks like, does Mashiach come before the Beis HaMikdash, does the Beis HaMikdash come, all these questions that go into it, that's not what we're going to be discussing. We're strictly going to be discussing how Shabbos seems to be inextricably linked to being redeemed and why that is to be the case. So, let's start with the first source, and that is the Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Yud Ches Amar Beis quotes seemingly this well-known idea that Shabbos leads to redemption. How so? So Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, "Il mali misharmen Yisrael shtei Shabbosos kelchazan." If the Jewish people were to keep two Shabboses in a row, miyad nigalim, then we will immediately be redeemed. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Ko amar Hashem lasarisim asher yishmeru es Shabbososai." A pasuk in Yeshaya that says, "And I will bring them to my holy mountain, and will let them rejoice in my house of prayer." And that's the end of the pasuk. So this pasuk, according to the Gemara, shows us, because it says Shabbososai, that means that one has to keep multiple Shabboses, and if someone keeps multiple Shabboses, or rather if the entire Jewish nation keeps multiple Shabboses, then we will experience redemption. What's so interesting about this is that there is a contradiction to this idea. The Gemara, as we just said, says that we have to keep two Shabboses in a row, but we know more famously that if we only keep one Shabbos, then we'll experience redemption. Where is that from? Well, it's from several places. places. One is the Gemara and the Yerushalmi, right? Just a Talmud 101. There's something called the Talmud Bavli and the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Talmud Bavli is the more traditionally learned Gemara, more traditionally learned Talmud, and that is the one that came from Babylonia, from the Jews in Babylonia. And then there is the Yerushalmi, which is much less commonly learned, and that comes from the Jews of Yerushalayim. And it's just not as commonly learned. And the Daf Yomi, when people talk about Daf Yomi, they're talking about learning Talmud Bavli, etc. Anyway, so the Gemara in Yerushalmi contradicts this Gemara in the Bavli, and the Gemara in the Yerushalmi says, "Hayu Yisrael Mesharin Shabbos Achas." If the Jewish people will just keep one Shabbos, all they have to do is one Shabbos Ketikna, like it's supposed to be, Miyad Hayah Ben David Ba. Then, much more specifically, not that they're going to experience redemption, but rather that Ben David, the son of David Hamelach, the son of King David, A.K.A. Mashiach, the Messiah, then he will come as a result of us keeping one Shabbos. So there seems to be this contradiction, and this is even more supported by a Medrash in Shemos Rabbah. That says, "Uchashim shematzino she'al kol ha-mitzvos ben David ba," that we know that if we're going to keep all the mitzvos, then Mashiach will come. So what does that show us? That al shmiras yom echad shel Shabbos ben David ba, that if we keep just one day of Shabbos, again, if the entire Jewish nation keeps one day of Shabbos, then Mashiach will come. How do you know this? Because lefi she'ha-Shabbos shakula keneged kol ha-mitzvos, a concept and a conversation for another time, but evidently Shabbos is representative of all the mitzvos. If I keep Shabbos, that means I keep all the mitzvos, or that I believe in keeping all mitzvos. Why that would be, again, not for right now, but the point is that this Medrash also states that if we keep one Shabbos and one Shabbos only, then we'll experience a redemption. So where does this whole idea come from? Why is there a contradiction over here that one opinion seems to say that if we keep two Shabboses, Kilchasan, we keep the laws of them entirely, that we will experience redemption, and why does another statement from another Gemara and another Medrash say that we only have to keep one Shabbos? So there are a lot of various answers to this question. One comes from the Kedushas HaLevi. The Kedushas HaLevi explains in a very, very esoteric matter, something that I'll just try to sum up in a matter of seconds, and that is that when it comes down to it, why do we have to keep two Shabbos? Why is it the magical number two? You know, you think maybe you have like a fancier number, like maybe like the number seven. Okay, if you said seven Shabbos, then we would all understand. We wouldn't know why, but the number seven sounds nice. Or you say, I don't know, like number 12, 13, another Jewish number. Where does the number two come from that we have to keep two Shabbos? So he says quite simply, again, I'm very, very much simplifying his words, but basically the first Shabbos is almost like a practice run. If you keep the first Shabbos, that will sort of prepare us in a very elementary way. And the only way that we can further experience Shabbos on a higher and deeper level, and thereby be worthy of being redeemed, is that if we keep a second Shabbos right after that. The first Shabbos is like the trial run. We get that right. We do that well. We'll then be prepared properly for the second Shabbos. Then, if we keep the second Shabbos, then we will be redeemed. That, in a nutshell, again, a major, major oversimplification of the incredibly esoteric concepts that the Kedushas Levi talks about. But that's what he basically says. We need to keep two Shabbos because the first Shabbos isn't good enough. There are other commentaries, such as the Tahara Yisrael, who says, no, you want to know what it means when we say we have two Shabboses versus one Shabbos? He says there's no contradiction at all. He says as follows, I'll read you his words quoted in the book Shabbos Secrets. He writes, "The final redemption hinges on Jews adding from the weekday to the holy day. Why is this so? Well, the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis says if the Jewish people would observe two Shabboses in a row according to the law, they would be redeemed immediately. And the Gemara really means only one Shabbos. So in other words, we're now redefining. We said we had the Gemara and the Yerushalmi and the Medrash, which both said that you needed just to keep one Shabbos. And it was our Gemara, the Talmud Bavli, that says you need to keep two Shabboses. According to this opinion, he's saying no. Even though it says keep two Shabboses, it really just means keeping one Shabbos. How do you read it like that? Because Shabbos itself, he says, lasts 24 hours. And if we add from the weekday to Shabbos, it counts as a second Shabbos. So that means ostensibly that every single Shabbos that we keep nowadays, because we know we don't keep 24-hour Shabboses. If someone says Shabbos is 24 hours long, they are wrong. We keep 25-hour Shabboses. How do you get to 25 hours? Because we lengthen it both on the front end and on the back end, because we want to make sure that we're getting it totally right. And there are various opinions as to when the day begins, when the day ends. So we're machmir, we're stringent on all ends. We even begin 18 minutes earlier. That's the ideal time for candlelighting, to start 18 minutes before sunset. So we have a significantly longer period than 24 hours. Again, an additional hour and a half or so, something like that. And as a result, because we have that extra hour plus, so it's as if we are you're keeping two Shabbases. So, in other words, what he's basically saying is that our Gemara that says you have to keep two Shabbases is not so fast. We are very, very minimalist here. You want to really be worthy of the redemption, just do one Shabbos right. What do you mean, one Shabbos? It means one Shabbos like you normally do, which is not just 24 hours, it's really 25 plus hours. Okay, so that's how we understand this basic idea. So, you can sum it up by saying that there are some opinions who say you need to keep two, some opinions that say you need to keep one to be worthy of redemption. We ultimately can conclude that you can even say paskin, you could assume lehalacha, that we have to keep two, but when we keep one, it's as if we keep two. So let's just assume that at the end of the day that one is the ikar. All we need to do to be worthy of the redemption is that every single Jewish person and single Jewish person on the face of the earth needs to keep one Shabbos together. Okay, so what is all of this about? Where is all of this leading us to? And by the way, I have to say, and this might be the first and maybe the last year that will actually be 15 minutes long as promised. And the reason why is because I only have one, maybe two sources left that I want to share with you. And so this is the major question that we have to deal with. Where has all of this come from, and what is it supposed to do for us? How is it supposed to impact us and affect us and be meaningful in a real way? In other words, because we all have seen the PR, again, on some level for the Shabbos Project, and we know that every single year, this idea, we all keep Shabbos, will be worthy of the redemption, but it's really hard to sign on onto that and to really believe in that, because we all know that, at the very least, even if you believe in the idea entirely that every single Jew has to keep Shabbos, we know that not every single Jew is going to keep Shabbos. And we know that there are Jews out there who will not keep Shabbos, certainly how we believe in keeping Shabbos, and we're not keeping Shabbos the way that other Jews believe in keeping Shabbos, perhaps. So therefore, it's hard to say that this is actually going to occur. So what are we supposed to do with this idea, with this message, if it's never really going to necessarily come to fruition in a real way? Again, I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer. Sorry, Debbie, I didn't mean to use your name, but that's the phrase. I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer. Hopefully we will come to a point where we will all be able to keep Shabbos the right way, and we will be worthy of the redemption, but the likelihood seems very unlikely. So if that's the case, what are we supposed to do with the concept at the very least? So I want to share an idea by the Nesiva Shalom. And Nesiva Shalom writes beautifully, and we when we were giving an intro to Hasidus class earlier this year that got halted because of COVID, we learned every 6-7 weeks or so the incredible Torah and the incredible Hasidus of the Nesiva Shalom, which is a much more introductory level of Hasidus. And so he writes as follows. I'm going to read it for you, and we'll translate and do it slowly. He says, "Va'al yisod zeh sheyetzias Mitzrayim hi inyan nitzchi." He says you need to realize something, that Shabbos is comparable, or Shabbos, related to Shabbos, is the idea of the Exodus from Egypt. We know this, we've spoken about this already. Shabbos is connected to two major events. One is the creation of the world, and the second is the fact that we were taken out of Egypt. And he says that the idea of the Exodus from Egypt, this fact in our historical past, is an eternal concept. Yesh lomar shegam b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos, v'gam b'chol yom v'yom mit'orarot b'chinot shonot shel Yitzias Mitzrayim. He says that the concept of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of the Exodus from Egypt, applies for us every single week on Shabbos, but not just every single Shabbos, it actually applies for us every single day of the year. There's something about redemption that we have to be experiencing on not just a weekly basis, but on a daily basis. Because the holy writings, they talk about this idea that the Exodus from Egypt is mentioned in the Torah 50 times. And it's hinted in this, that this is something that we have to take to heart, that there are not just 50 mentions of the Exodus from Egypt in the Torah just because the Torah felt like writing them. No, that this is actually representative of 50 different types of redemptions that we ourselves have to experience on an annual basis, that every single day, every single week, we'll experience some different level of redemption. Yesh b'chinas yitzias Mitzrayim hametoreres b'leil Pesach. He gives for an example, there are some Exoduses, there are some redemptions that we experience that are like the night of Pesach. We know very, very clearly, all of us, that when we have the first night of Pesach, that's a much different feeling than on a regular Shabbos. And then there's this feeling of redemption that we experience every single Shabbos. And this is the reason why we say that Shabbos is a remembrance for the Exodus from Egypt, because we have to remember and recall that Shabbos is about being redeemed. And also on every single day, we said that there is a connection connection between the Exodus and every single day. Where does this come from? Because the pasuk says we have to remember that we were taken out of Egypt. Every single day of our lives, we have to remember this, and this is where the concept comes to read. One of the ideas of reading Shema, we have to remember in the Shema every single day that God took us out of Egypt, and it's one of the six things that we have to remember every single day that God took us out of Egypt. It's something that we have to think about on a daily basis. Ukaamor she'in b'Torah inyan zichronos be'alma. He says usually there's not really such a thing as like remembering in the Torah. We don't really. It's not like something that's like a quintessential to our belief. El neishi sias mitzrayim yishana be'emes bechol yom bechol yimichayecha l'rabos hayom and behalelos. So you have to keep remembering it. Okay, so what is all of this about? Shehin b'chinas shonos leis. Okay, etc. Okay, he says now as follows. V'hakol nechlal b'mamar hakasav. Elokim mutziim mimitzrayim hamelamid shiasiyas mitzrayim hi inyan itzchi hahu b'chol azmanim. That the Exodus is an eternal idea. So what is all this telling us? Val pizeh mispa'er mamar chazal ha-shabbos mevia gula le'ulam. He says this. All that we explain now, and then he doesn't actually spell it out, but he says that all this that we've explained thus far is an explanation for the fact that Chazal tell us that Shabbos brings Geula, that Shabbos brings redemption. Why? Shalechora ma inyan Geula v'Shabbos. He says, because at first glance, what in the world does Shabbos have to do with redemption, right? You have this day of the week that reminds us of creation, reaffirms our faith in God. We know we've been speaking about Shabbos for many weeks now. So what does it have to do with redemption? Ella b'pnesha Shabbos hi zecher v'yatsiyas v'shayim. Since Shabbos is a remembrance of the Exodus from Egypt. Shemit oreret ba bechinas yisias mitzrayim the Yehudi. It awakens within us this the idea of the Exodus. How so? Because the Yehudi yotzei ba masi hachashechos legeulas hanefesh. And this is how we can say that when I said that we're talking about the extra soul today, you can say that this is somehow related to that because he says that on Shabbos every single Jew. Sort of reveals within their own heart a certain redemption of their soul. Shabbos is about experiencing redemption of your soul. Al kein amrusha Shabbos mevia geula le'olam. And this is what we mean when we say that Shabbos brings redemption to the world. That through experiencing Shabbos, again, this is a very esoteric concept in how we get here, maybe not for right now, this is certainly beyond the limitations of this shorter and synoptic shir, but the idea is that Shabbos brings redemption. What kind of redemption? It specifically is the redemption of the soul in which we have to look inwards and say that this is a day that we have to focus on ourselves and think about how we can remove the shackles from our soul to allow our soul to accomplish what it's actually here to do, what it's actually here to accomplish. Just like we were physically and spiritually and mentally and emotionally redeemed from Egypt, so too on Shabbos our souls are redeemed in every sense of the word so that we can re-experience this connection with Hashem. And so in other words, what I think and Siva Shalom is actually really getting to over here is that he's explaining that the redemption of Shabbos is part of this entire network of redemptive moments. Every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos of the week, of every month, and every year, we have to be thinking, how today am I supposed to experience redemption? And some days, perhaps, there's a physical redemption, and some days, there's perhaps a mental redemption. On Shabbos, there is a completely spiritual redemption that we have to go through, that we have to experience, and it's this redemption of the soul that will ultimately allow us to be physically redeemed as well. So if we can allow Shabbos to penetrate our hearts so that we can redeem ourselves and remove these shackles from our lives, then we will eventually be able to reconnect ourselves to that which is most important and thereby bringing the Geula and the redemption. So therefore, as we enter into this last Shabbos before the 3 weeks, let us realize that Shabbos is about recognizing that we, each and every one of us, can bring redemption to the world. And how is it that each and every one of us as individuals can bring redemption to the entire world? Well, it's starting with ourselves. The only way that we can help others is if we help ourselves. If we realize that Shabbos is ultimately about this idea of looking inwards and helping ourselves connect to Hashem, then we can strengthen ourselves through that and not only just be personally connected to Hashem, but help others connect to Hashem as well. Everyone should have a great Shabbos and a Shabbat Shalom and a great evening.